Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The genetic editing of plants to contain edible vaccines is well underway. Work is being done with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, rice, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Companies like Medicago are using gene editing to turn plants into mini bioreactors.
Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with the gene sequence or code of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cells. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with the liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines, virus-like particles.
Gene editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene-edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines. In other words, cancerous tumor cells. Real meat is being blamed for climate change. And a recent independent study suggests that most of our meat is already contaminated. Using infrared spectroscopy and electron microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mialcia has been studying the blood of the vaxxed and the unvaxxed for over a year now. And at first, she was finding the same contamination in only the blood of the vaxxed, a contamination that she describes as ribbon-like structures, much like the mysterious blood clots being found by coroners. But lately she's been finding these ribbon-like structures in the blood of the unvaxxed as well. By measuring the frequency of one of these mysterious rubbery blood clots, Dr. David Jennigan has developed a way of detecting the same frequency in the vaxxed. Recently, he's found this unique frequency in the meat being sold in his local grocery store, and asked Dr. Mialcia to confirm his findings. Her microscopy showed that the blood samples taken from products in the grocery store were all contaminated with the similar ribbon-like structures found in the blood of the vaxxed. Most of the meat in the grocery store is from overseas, and if we want to eat uncontaminated meat, we'll have to start buying direct from farms in America that still produce all natural organic protein and take back control of our democidal government. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Bill Gates always promised to contaminate the food supply. There he regulation, no control. We are all under total attack. The illnesses, the infertility will only explode. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's Friday, April 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, one of the original founding members of the Black Panther Party, who opposes all the globalist race war garbage. Very articulate, informative, entertaining individual. Larry Pinkney will be joining us in the third hour today. Jay Dyer, expert on the New World Order from their source documents and battle plans. We'll be talking about the next phase, the Great Reset, how to stop it in the fourth hour. Thank you so much for joining us here today. All right, I've got all this war news, economy news, Democrats storming Capitol news, trans cult promising more violence, being caught planning more mass shootings. We've got a lot here, but it's important to go to the foundation of what's happening, to go to the very root cause of the situation. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the transhumanist movement. And the whole trans agenda is only a small part of that. And so, again, here today, I'm going to be laying out what the future is going to look like. Now, a lot of people are finding shows I did 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, and they're saying, how did Jones predict all of this? And it's not about me being right. It's about understanding that the globalists that beta test this at think tanks and research facilities and universities and public schools and private schools on young children have been building the new world they're now rolling out in beta, and now they're going operational. So the general public is now discovering trans-abled movement where you cut your arms and legs off or pour Drano in your eyes and the government helps you do it and then pays for you to be blind. People are now discovering a huge movement of adults not working and staying their babies and crapping their diapers and living in large playpens. But if you go back 20 years ago, this was being pushed as an official mental illness to be adopted by the people. So now it's all over the place and people are adopting it because they're told this is your career move. This is what you should do. This is a fun thing for you to do. And again, it's all designed to destroy society, but it's not coming from the innate mental illness of these people. It's coming from a system that promotes it and offers it as an option. First time I saw it was about 20 years ago, and back then it wasn't on the news. Listeners sent me reports and even photos of it. Of all places, at a university I remember in Kansas City. And when conservatives, Tea Party people came to protest, even before it was called the Tea Party, it was a pro-gun rally,
the school handed out coloring books and Play-Doh and Crayolas and brought out little benches, little tables that would be for about a three-year-old that are about a foot off the ground. And the people were told, sit down and play with Play-Doh because you're scared. Then later we saw cases of someone handed out in Oregon at a university, if I remember correctly, pocket constitutions. And, oh, they were so upset that the college rolled out that it had waiting in a warehouse, Barbie houses and blocks and Play-Doh and TV monitors playing The Little Mermaid. This is all CIA run. 30 years ago, maybe 1/1000th of the population liked to dress up in dresses if they were men. And if somebody likes to do that, knock yourself out. Just don't hurt anybody. But it's being superimposed and forced to bring down society. And so I'm going to show you clips today. Then I'll hit all the other news on AI and more. Big developments there. Examples of this. But then we've also got clips in the places like the Netherlands where they show a high-functioning Down syndrome man who has a job. And there the trendy reporters, three of them, say, you cost three times more for society. You should just kill yourself. He says, well, I don't want to kill myself. And he's very sad to have to tell them he doesn't want to die, but he's very sorry. He's a burden. So on one hand, they're promoting euthanasia, government-sponsored, pushing it, telling people to commit suicide, infanticide, all the rest of it. But they're over here saying the government will pay for you to have your penis cut off or your testicles cut off or your breasts cut off and will pay welfare to you to live in a house as a baby because you identify as that. And they're even talking about social workers that will come now and change the diapers. And they're putting, in Michigan, this was confirmed 2 years ago, people didn't believe it, cat boxes for children to urinate and defecate in without telling the parents in elementary schools because they told the kids, meow, 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 meow. The new gang, the new clique isn't the jocks or the crap kickers, as we would call ourselves, that wore boots and stuff, or the greasers like back in the 50s. Or the Pibs, you know, the kids that wear black, the rockers. No, it's you now defecate in a cat box. And they keep files in the schools. This came out in Fox News 2 days ago, came out years ago, but it's back in the news, on what parents aren't going along with it and what parents are. And are siblings in the school that might tell the parents. They had hearings in Colorado and California in just the last few days. I have the clips here today. Like in Glendale Unified School District, where they keep secret files on the parents, and this is brought up from the documents, and the school board person says, you're not allowed to talk about that. I'm not letting you speak. And just shuts him down. So this is an organized takedown of society, and I know you know this, but we have to understand how serious this is. Every major corporation is pushing it. They're bringing in the social credit score that if you don't comply, you'll be attacked. And more importantly, the sperm count's down close to 90% in the Western world. IQs are plummeting. Life expectancy is plummeting. We are being killed. We have more statistics and numbers on that today for major insurance companies and congressional hearings. And then, I remember covering it 25 years ago, it was on the drawing board, and then the last 5-10, they were testing it. Now they've rolled out, there's no regulations, no one's blocking it, they're not even having congressional hearings, that they are injecting self-replicating bacteria that produce nanosynthetic nanobot viruses for behavioral modification. The list goes on and on. That actually attack areas of the cerebral cortex and give you a type of lobotomy. They call them anti-stress anti-depression vaccines. And if you think government proposals to keep fluoride in the water to dumb you down are bad, or major governments around the world proposing putting lithium in the water to make you behave yourself, which has been tested, an antipsychotic, if you think that's bad, ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the equivalent of an alien invasion. And I'm not saying aliens are running this, but the globalists see themselves as building a new world. They say the future isn't human. So for all intents and purposes, they are aliens, because what they're building is so anti-human and so alien and will kill most of us. And so I want the message to go out to people that serve the system, the mercenaries, in the media, the corporations, and the government, and the military, and everywhere else, and the controlled churches. You are going to be destroyed by this, so don't pretend because you just go, I don't give a damn, it's not going to be affecting you. And I'm telling you, God is real, and the fact that you don't resist this, you will be cut off from God forever. This is a test. The devil's making his move. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Critical, paramount, beyond central. I've been on the air 29 years in about 2 weeks. And I knew all this 29 years ago because I was reading the books by the hundreds of patriots that had studied the New World Order, people like G. Edward Griffin, the list went on and on. People like Steve Quayle. Everything they talked about has come true. And the reason I give credit to them is it's not about the credit. Countless incredible minds. It's that I was reading all this 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and found it hard to believe. So I would go to the library, and I would actually get the books that they were sourcing. And it was all true. I'm getting chills. I'm going to say this again. And finally, Glenn Beck's talking about it, and so is Tucker Carlson, and so is Joe Rogan. That's great. A few weeks ago, Tucker did a whole two segments on Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley and the plan for transhumanism. It's all there. He wrote the damn book in 31, published it in 32. Read the book. It all happened. And again, before he died in 61, he wrote another book, Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, saying this is a real plan. So you read that book written in 1931, and 95% of it has been done. That's how I know. I'm getting massive chills right now. They are spiking the food. They are spiking the air, the water, the atmosphere, electromagnetic radiation. They are literally killing us. And if we sit here and take it, and let this be done to us, then, I mean, I really guess that we are this weak scum that has to be gotten rid of. But that's not the case. And we're here to stand for the children. So the leading edge of the cult is the minions that have been depressed, made autistic, who are told, you're special, you're in a cool club now. You guys that were the nerds, or you guys that have, you know, the mental problems from all the chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals and electromagnetic pollution, you are now the cool club because you are one of 200 plus different things now. It was 50 something a couple years ago. And then when these miserable people are unhappy on all these hormones and chemicals and drugs, they say the reason you're committing suicide is you've not been loved and celebrated. The reason is sex workers, you're getting shot and killed is because conservatives didn't embrace you. And so they're out there violently attacking people every day. I see videos, killing, stabbing, beating. I've got a whole bunch of them today. And they're like, you're attacking us, they says, as they break a bottle over somebody's head. So that's why I don't even hate these people, because I'm very sad for them. They are crazed, brainwashed maniacs. So, this clip is 12, 13 years old we're about to play. And I remember right before I saw this news piece, I forget the name of it, there was a documentary at South by Southwest back when I really did have a lot of interesting films to watch, and I went and saw it. And it was about gay men's fetish to have their arms and legs cut off in communities in Mexico where European and North American men go, where because Mexico it has it legal to have your arms and legs cut off, and you live in a cardboard box, and you're called a nugget. And then men come and have sex with you. It usually starts with a finger, but you're not really cool until you start cutting arms and legs off. And the coolest people have their arms and legs cut off. Back when this documentary was made, there were thousands of nuggets in Mexico, thousands in the U.S. People can laugh at this. It's not. You ought to cry. So it's taking mental illness, it's celebrating a form of human sacrifice piece by piece. And then in the UK and the US and in the Netherlands and in Germany and in France, starting about 20 years ago, psychologists and psychiatrists would come because someone felt like they were blind and we should go along with your mental illness and we should help you pour Drano in your eyes and burn the surface of your eye off so all you see is gray. And I have countless reports, countless articles that are like, should we be doing this? I don't know. Should you be promoting pedophilia to five-year-olds? There's no end to it. It's the authority figures promoting absolute, pure, total evil. So I'm going to show you MMA fighters breaking women's skulls and jaws. They say that's loving. Men dominating golf, swimming, cycling, every women's sports now, it's all men winning. But is that anything compared to brainwashing autistic children that are really other sex so you can cut their sexual organs out of them? This is beyond Joseph Mengele on a mass scale, and we're so politically intimidated to not want to talk about this and to not want to discuss this that we just let them do whatever they want. So now it's euthanasia. Now it's state-sponsored killing where they basically force you to kill yourself, where the state's your ward and it decides to kill you in Canada and other places. The bottom has fallen out. And this is all being done because as we become more poisoned, as we live less and less, as we become more infertile, this dystopia is going to be celebrated. People that kill themselves are being celebrated. People that sterilize themselves are being celebrated. And they're targeting our children, and then the schools aren't telling the parents. That's on record worldwide, wherever the globalist corporations are in charge. This is their evil plan, to depopulate us from a world they've taken control of through fraud. They see us as cockroaches that broke into the pantry and are eating their food. Let's play a few minutes of a young woman having Drano dumped in her eyes and how beautiful it is.
I felt imprisoned by my sight. I really felt the need to be blind. People believe that blindness is a disability. I think of being empowered and being free when I think of being blind. I met a psychologist on the online group that I was a part of. I started telling him that I wanted to go blind permanently. He told me to do the research to show that I was serious, and then he would help me. I put all my time and effort into researching how to go blind.
You find this psychologist in a chat room.
In the online message board. I was having trouble coping with the need to go blind.
But there came a point where you decided to go see him.
I spent the 2 weeks, and then the third week we did the procedure.
You say you didn't check this person out at all?
I didn't. I trusted him.
And then tell me how this worked. Did you lie down?
I lied down on his couch, and he sat next to me, and after the numbing drops took effect, he put 2 drops of the drain cleaner in each eye.
How did it feel?
Oh, let's stop here. By the way, there's actual footage of her doing it. But the point is, this is 12, 13 years ago. It's seen as crazy. Today, they're now saying it's good. See how that works? They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. political prisoner. With Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're normalizing mass death, mass mental illness.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me really now try to accelerate through the stack, because I have about 15 different clips here. I just showed you part of one clip of a woman who's trans-abled and had Drano dumped in her eyes by a psychologist. Now, what's interesting is that's a few years after she went on British TV and said how much she loved being blind and how great it was, and the psychologist went on the show and reapplied it because her eyes had healed some, so he learned to make sure she was completely blind. Once she talked to Dr. Phil and he got her on, she kind of decided she'd been set up and it was wrong. Wow, you had a nice person that didn't lead you over an edge of a cliff who helped you understand you were wrong. But imagine small children being led by this death cult of transhumanists that want to see what they can get away with, and they get off on it. And that's what she later learned. The person got off on abusing people and having them sign the forms because of free association to do it as an adult. And that's what happens with the children in the schools when they keep this information away from the parents. And this trans-abled movement is very, very big. So that's an update on her story. We ought to try to get that lady on and see if she's fully woken up yet. So they abuse these people and then tell them, you're not happy because the world hasn't accepted you. So when you see these other movements, which they call trans age, I told you about this 20 years ago, and I'm going to give you the rest of the story. All these articles are out there saying, here's the new thing, tens of thousands are doing it in the U.S. alone, all over Europe. Welfare systems are paying for it, saying it's your right, and we must pay, just like sex changes, which aren't really sex changes, they're mutilations. They're barbarous crimes. We need to pay so you can live as a baby in a pen and have people wipe your ass. You can also eat 400 Twinkies a week and 100 pizzas and 14 buckets of fried chicken and 10 gallons of ice cream and weigh 800 pounds. And we're going to wipe your ass. Previously, the people who got their asses wiped were babies and the King of England and the King of France. Yes, Queen Elizabeth did not abolish the room of the school, but she wanted to. She had a special toilet where normally a deputy in the government, a top minister, would wipe their ass. Folks, if you think I'm just lying, I know I'm not. It doesn't sound real. I understand that. The point is that that's what's going on here. So concerns raised. Oh, they're raised over trans movement called trans age condition as social media accounts go viral. This has been going on for a while. Then we've got this woman that even talks like she's from Africa, and she's going to have surgeries to put black pigment into her face. And she's gone and done a stereotypical Aunt Jemima look, and I've guess gotten what? 15X, triple D, quadruple D breast. I don't know what you call those. It's like the trans guy with the rubber breasts, look like two basketballs in his T-shirt, running around the shop class. So that's where we are. Let's go ahead and play the clip of the 800-pound baby.
Babies can't drink coffee. I have my juice.
Hey, Heady Manny is on. It's my favorite show. Yeah. I like coloring because it's just relaxing to color stuff in, and you don't really have to follow the rules because you can color it whatever you want. An adult baby is somebody who enjoys dressing up and acting like a baby. And it could be as young as, you know, you want to be a 6 month old, or you can go up to 2 or 3 years old. It's whatever that feels right for you. I associate most with being 2 years old because I think it's the best of both worlds. You're young enough to still be able to use a crib and a bottle and diapers and all that stuff, but you're also still old enough that you can get around on your own and talk and tell people what you want. Ah, refreshing. You want a drink? Not very many adult babies get a chance to have
furniture. This is while tens of millions are starving to death every year. This is why giant wars are starting. And while veterans litter the streets committing suicide, not getting their benefits. But don't worry, he'll get his benefits because they want to normalize and push all of this. This is total
Weaponization. Now let's go to another lunatic. This is a new clip of a white woman who now talks like she's from some African country that's made up and is about to have surgeries to, I guess, have brown pigment tattooed over her entire body. And again, you're not a black person. You're not from Africa. You're not a baby. You're a 30-year-old giant, lazy, fat man. And if you're a man who cuts your testicles off, you're a man that cut his testicles off. You're not a woman. You don't have the chromosomes. You don't have a uterus. Do I hate you? No. Are you mentally ill? Hell yeah. Let's go to the next clip.
The one controversial aspect here, because, you know, we interview people all the time who want to change their appearance, people who see their bodies as ongoing artwork, all well and good. That's absolutely fine. But you have stepped into the realms of controversy by saying that you now identify as black. Now, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, not only my whole body, so not only the appearance changed, also my feelings and my
I understand that people will, obviously, they're going to react, but it's the fact that you say you identify as black.
I don't want to fight the black people. I do it for myself. It is not a media attention. I'm just...
By the way, hit pause. What do you see with this woman and the fat baby and the Drano lady? Mentally ill clowns. Now, what do you see with the trans men? They don't really look like a woman, 99% of them. They're obese. They're horrific looking. They are dressed like clowns, and they're saying, "We're coming for your children." And that's the last key part on the trans age movement. The left is saying that children can identify as adults, and have sex with adults, and that they have their own rights to take an experimental shot, to take drugs, to drink alcohol. Can't join the military, can't get a gun, can't drink alcohol, but you can because you identify. This is all pedophilic. It's all about confusing the natural order. It's all about sabotaging society. And they've been promised access to our children because they are under demonic control and they want access. Oh, they're committing suicide because no one's worshiping them. So bring your children like you bring it to the statue of Moloch and throw your child in the fires of this destructive lifestyle. And it's all a detailed plan. We come back. We've got more. 2 weeks after the mass shooter killed a bunch of children and adults at a school in Tennessee, the left is everywhere, including the White House press secretary, saying they're going to get violent and they're storming capitals because we're not going to give them access to our children unfettered. They can't abort them in the womb. They're going to abort them outside to the toxic culture. This is the enemy's main attack. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Things are going to get. So at some point, all of you people out there pretending you're part of the system are going to have to make a decision which side you're on. You want a self-preservation? The one that empowers you? The one you were designed to be? That the Maker made you to be? Going to follow God's plan? Or are you going to follow Satan's plan? Reach out to God. Say, God, show me how real you are. I open the door to the Holy Spirit. Save me. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have to make a decision. Please join us now. Please make the decision. Only you can make it. So, you can pull up the Unified FBI crime statistics. And trans people in the United States have the highest rate of suicide, the highest rate of HIV, the highest rate of being murdered. And when you look at the statistics and drill in, it is that over half of them are sex workers. What population is half sex workers? Nobody. That's what they're put into by the system. They are under psychiatric care more than any other group. where they are fostering their mental illness and super turbocharging it, and they are in super abusive, destructive societies. I have nothing against homosexuals, but no one can lie historically about the statistics of how destructive that lifestyle is for someone that is in the middle of that lifestyle. And how alone those people are, and how shallow it all is. And it's not about hating those people. It's saying, if you thought the gay lifestyle was destructive, can you imagine what it's like for someone put into this at age 5 or 6, whose genitals are gone by 10 or 11, and they are whacked out of their brain on all sorts of drugs and puberty blockers? My gosh. You've ever been around a menopausal woman, the reports are these people going through transitions, it's 5 to 10 times worse than menopause. And that's male to female. Female to male is incredibly destructive. Anybody knows about female bodybuilders, they've got Netflix shows about it, you name it. They are beating the hell out of their family, they're murdering their husbands, they are just psychotic as hell. Because they're taking 10 times the testosterone that a man would have. And then you wonder why they've got such a high statistical rate of ended up in prison. Women aren't supposed to be taking 10 times the hormones a man's got. Men aren't supposed to be taking women's hormones. It's incredibly destructive. We know this. The entire family of serotonin reuptake inhibitors has had warnings on it since the early 90s. Massive increase in suicide. Massive increase in psychotic breaks. Incredible increase in megalomania, delusions of grandeur, and murder. Suicide. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen. I've probably only taken Adderall 20 times in my life. And the first few times I'd be at rallies or at events like 10 years ago and tired, and I'd be around military people, and they'd say, take half of one of these. And boy, I'd have a lot, but then I'd feel so horrible the next day. I'm like, the few times I've taken Adderall, I want to kill people. And then I learned what the general public, that the regular dose, I was taking a quarter dose the times I did it, that people that are prescribed it take, that children take. I've taken methamphetamine 2 or 3 times in high school. And the Adderall was about half as strong as that. It's the same thing. And when a few times I took methamphetamine, snorted it, I wanted to kill people. I didn't want to go out and immediately do it, but I mean, I was like, I mean, I imagine the people that are on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And then we wonder why they go into school and kill a bunch of people. And the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the systems that develop this know exactly what they're doing to bring down society, to bring in their new world order. They know when they get online and bring a young woman in who wants to be blinded that they're getting off on that. Not the woman, the psychos. So, and the reason I, you know, tell those stories is just all the cards are on the table, folks. And I'm not just telling you what I've read about this stuff. I don't know how anybody could take it. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where this society has gone. And it's a plan. Now here is the press secretary saying the LGBTQXYZ kids are resilient. They are fierce. And they fight back. You mean not letting anybody have a speech? You mean shooting people, shooting little kids? Yeah, they sure hell fight back. Killing 9-year-olds, blowing their heads off? Yeah, man, none of them apologized. None of the left said violence is wrong. None of them said it was all, well, you shouldn't have messed with him who was a her. So they can push their terrorism. They can push their violence. And then turn around and call us terrorists. Here is another clown.
More than 50% of transgender youth in the U.S., which is estimated to be more than 150,000 kids, live in states in which transgender youth have lost access to or at risk of losing access to gender-affirming care. Look, this is awful news. Let's be very clear about that. LGBTQI plus kids are resilient. They are fierce. They fight back. They're not going anywhere. And we have their back. This administration has their back.
Yeah, we know. You wouldn't decry the one of your people that killed all those kids. By the way, I have not gotten one third into the stack. But I'm going to continue next hour with all of this. Effing bitch, former NCAA champion swimmer Riley Gaines assaulted by a mob of people that wouldn't let her speak at San Francisco University. Then they followed her to her hotel and started breaking down the door and attacking her, and the police wouldn't help. Or the dorm they had for her to be at the university. And it goes on and on and on and on. A bunch of other clips of school boards admitting they're keeping it secret from the parents what they're doing. Yeah, that's what pedos do. And then leftist trans people all over the internet, look at this clip, saying we want to kill J.K. Rowling because she says biological women are biological women. And then you got the men and the MMA breaking women's jaws, creating subdermal hematomas. Look at this. Beating up biological women. And it's like, oh, now when a man beats up a woman, it's liberal. It's trendy. But don't worry. The new movement is saying they're babies and that the children can be adults and then have sex with the babies. That's not something out of a Rob Zombie horror movie. No, that's the future. That's the future. Trans activists now claim age is a social construct, just like we predicted would happen. They say it's for children as well. And you finally become a left winger. And the CMA Awards and Budweiser and Jack Daniels all say Woman of the Year is a man. It's all weaponized. They're all kamikaze operations to bring down civilization. It's all part of a larger plan. Recognize it for what it is, from the establishment against the people. We're going to go to break. Don't forget, we've got two limited edition T-shirts out right now. And when they're gone, they're gone. Alex Jones for President shirt and Trump political prisoner mugshot shirt are both excellent shirts. We just got in the new shipment of Alex Jones for President. We sold out of the first shipment. But bam, made right here in Texas, got them in within a week. So those are shipping out right now. It'll take another week or so because they're making them right now. The mugshot Trump T-shirts with Infowars.com on the back. So get your order in now and pre-order, and it will ship out to you very, very quickly. And it is a fundraiser shirt, so I appreciate your support, man. A really nice, high-quality fabric. You know, these shirts we make, they're out of high-quality fabric. I wear hundreds of times. Don't disintegrate. The cheap T-shirts out there that are the same price fall apart after you wash them three times. These are high-quality. Infowarsstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And DNA Force Plus is selling out. Despite that, still 40% off.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and